She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. And today we have a tight schedule. One of the things that people are not doing and they should do is shop around for insurance for your car, for your home, whatever. People in Hawaii, they set themselves up and they stay at one company for years. Shop around, folks, because you're going to find that you can get a better deal by shopping around. And shopping around meaning hundreds of dollars, not just $5. Shop around. Okay? That's the biggest advice. When it's raining, highly recommended turn on your lights. Turn on your lights. Not so much the headlight, but the top tail lights. Because when it's storming, it's hard to see ahead of you and you don't see the red light of the taillights in the front of you. Okay? So, turn on your lights. Now, even if you have your car safety checked, it passed the safety check. Number one, highest recommendation, have it rechecked by your shop. Recheck it again. Because the safety check people do not check it thoroughly like it should be. It's for your safety, folks. Now, if you don't want to do it, don't say I didn't tell you. Check it out. Another thing is on those Toyotas, front wheel drive, if you have the ones that have bolts holding the CV shaft, to the transmission, replace those bolts. The bolts that the factory use is Allen bolts. Allen bolts are graded. All bolts are graded from 0 to 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever. The Allen bolts that they put on the Toyotas are grade 2. Okay? Allen bolts only are grade 2. They're not any higher. Now those bolts take a beating. They stretch and they come off. So, highly recommended to replace those bolts with better bolts that are stronger, like grade 12 or 20. Anything more than 2. Okay? Give me a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080.
I have a question. You know, I know you say don't jump start a car, but what if you have to? What's the proper way to do it?
Jump start a car?
What do you call that when your battery's dead and you need to use somebody else's car and you need the cable to start it?
Not recommended.
I know it's not recommended, but if you have to do it, what's the proper way to do it?
Okay. You hook it up to a good car.
First?
Yes, with the engine running. Okay, on the good car. Then you go to the dead battery and you hook up the positive first. If you don't know what the positive is, then you better get a flashlight and look at it because it's the plus, not the minus.
Well, if it's black or red, it's the black.
Red.
Red?
But you cannot go with that because some manufacturers make red on the negative. So look for the plus. Okay? Plus to the plus, negative to negative.
So, engine running on the good car, then you go to the bad car and hook up
positive first.
And then positive to the good car?
No, the positive and negative is hooked up to the good car running.
So for the good car, does it matter which way you do it?
No, because you don't have the wires connected to anything. So you just don't touch the terminals together. So you hook up the positive, negative on the good car that's running. Then you run, you put the positive from the positive on the good car to the positive of the dead battery, and then hook up the negative. And you're done. Start it up. Now, if the wires that you're using to do the jump start is smaller than a grade 4, okay? If it's smaller than a grade 4, it's not going to start. You have to have a grade 4 or better size wire. With wires, the smaller the number, the bigger the wire. I don't know why they did that, but the grade 2 would be the best. Most of the wires that you use for jumpers is around a grade 6. Grade 4 is rare, but that's a better wire. But if you go and notice, AAA, they do not use a jumper cable. They use a jumper battery. Because if that car has a major short and you hook it up to your car, you're going to burn your alternator on the good car. So you want to be a good Samaritan and go help out that person, and that person has a bug in the car and the bug jumps on your car, then you be in a as that person. So that's why it's not recommended. And that's why AAA does not use a jumper cable. They use a jumper battery. Just in case you have a bug in there, it doesn't harm the jumper battery. Okay.
So what did you say? If you use a jumper cable, it has to be what, grade 4 or lower?
Bigger.
Or bigger.
Bigger.
So like grade 4 or 6?
No. The smaller the number, the bigger the wire.
Okay.
So grade 4, go down to grade 2, it's a bigger wire. Okay? Anyway. That's why I don't recommend jump starting a car. Especially today with computer systems on the car. You don't want to burn up your computer. It's a lot of money. And while you're talking about batteries, I'm finding out, we're finding out that batteries, bad battery, weak batteries can damage your automatic transmission.
How does it do that?
The automatic transmissions today are all computerized, and they have little solenoids in there that triggers the transmission to shift. Now, if the battery is low energy or whatever, it keeps the solenoid from putting the maximum pressure to that next clutch to engage the next gear. So because it's lacking, the trans starts slipping and burn up. Okay? But you don't have to worry about that. It's only about $5,000 or $6,000 for another transmission. Okay? But that's the way it is. That's why I recommend a good battery. A high amp, good battery. Not one of those El Cheapos.
What do you consider a high amp?
Well, it's labeled onto the battery. And high amp is, I prefer 1,000 and better. But under normal, about 800. But no lower than 800. Go look open your hood and go look at your battery. It have the labels on there. The CA, the CCA. Go look at that. Okay? The higher the cranking amp, the better for your starter and alternator. Oh, it's break time. Where did Bob go?
Coming right up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up the spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Hey, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, so happy to be back in Hawaii. Oh, man, I tell you, that flying is just not fun anymore.
No, not good.
I know, you're in line, security this, security that, plane broke down for 3 hours. Gosh, God. But you know what amazed me when I got back, because I don't go by the airport? And maybe people could call in on this. Is the traffic going to Pearl City like that every Sunday?
Yep.
It's backed up to the airport.
Yep.
It's like a work day.
Yep.
What is going on down there?
The rail.
But how much rail can they work on? I mean, they block every road at the same time?
I guess so.
Man, I don't know how.
It's ridiculous, Bob.
I don't know how this happened.
I don't know how the people can stand it.
Exactly. And I was just trying to get from the airport to H3, and I didn't even expect that. And I'm like, what's going on? Must be an accident.
Mm-mm.
And then my friend that picked me up goes, nope, this is every day now.
Hmm.
I go, and you know the amount of businesses that are losing out
there? That's right. That's right.
And if they haven't even gotten to Nimitz. Wait till they start heading down Nimitz Highway.
They're going to come down Dillingham.
Or Dillingham, wherever they go. Well, if they come down Dillingham, you're not going to be able to drive on Nimitz.
Nope.
And what? Now they're extending it one more year to 2021 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And they're upping the price.
Oh, well, we knew that from the beginning.
Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah, and then every year it's going to be, oh, we just need another $40 million. That's okay.
Oh, wait, we got to do a study first.
Yeah. See, that's the job I want. Hey, by the way, you can't air condition the schools, but you can shut down every road.
Uh-huh.
No problem with that. We just need $40 million. No problem. Oh, the kids. Hey, they're kids. They could take a little heat. Good for them. Builds character. Right. Well, I better get off the radio because I know about six people are looking for me right now. That darn Rolling Bob. Quit talking about the rails. I'm making a lot of money on that.
That's right.
So anyway, as always, folks, take care of your car. Hey, if you're sitting in that traffic and you're not using synthetic motor oil, ooh, man, talk about that, George, because I know when you're idling like that on the regular oil, you're just eating your engine up.
Mm-hmm. That's good for business.
Well, I guess so. So anyway, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next?
We have .3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, just wanted to say, while I continue to use Shell V-Power gasoline, something that I could probably it took me all this time to figure out why it's nitrogen enriched. Why is it's nitrogen enriched? It's because that's what prevents the gas octane from going south. Somehow, something about nitrogen, it's
a preservative.
Yeah. It maintains the octane so that's why it won't go south as fast as maybe competing brands would.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that, I mean, really, that to the listeners, try it out. Try a tank full, two, maybe three of the Shell V-Power, and you notice if your car is equipped with a constant computation of miles per gallon, you notice that only with the Shell gas do you get a higher MPG reading. Lots of other brands.
They should try, but the people don't.
Yep.
They don't.
The other thing is that why even with the V-Power, it has to be spiked with ethanol is, again, preservative about maintaining the octane levels at the highest possible levels. You know, with the failure, the way I've never seen so many fuel pumps fail in the last maybe a year or two. And, again, it's because of poor quality gasoline.
Mm-hmm. But some shops are saying that it's the ethanol that's damaging the pump.
No.
No.
How can it be? Because if you have ethanol samples around your counter in the shop, and there's plastic, there's rubber, 5 years.
Yep, nothing got damaged.
Yeah, nothing gets damaged. And the thing is, just think about try to get stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic, your fuel pump fails, which means your car won't start up until the install a brand new fuel pump. But, you know, people like Kevin at Storm's Towing will be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, anyway, it's not the ethanol that's damaging anything. And these mechanics, or so-called mechanics, that claim is ethanol that damages the cars, you know, they should get the facts down. Because if they were to go to court to prove it was the ethanol, could they do it? Anyway, the fence that they put up on the Kapalama Canal, I know this is not automotive, folks, but this upsets me. The fence they put up, the city put up a fence along Kapalama Canal from King to Dillingham. Okay? Cost the taxpayers $200,000 for a 4-foot fence. That if you lean against it, and I know if Bob leaned against it, it would go down. Okay? I talked to the homeless people. And you got to talk to them. And those politicians with half the brain didn't talk to them. I talked to them about the fence. And they're all throughout the Kapalama business district. I mean, the problem is worse now. They're waiting for them to finish the fence. Once they're finished, they're going to move back to the Kapalama Canal. Because every so many feet, there's a big opening in the fence. So you can walk in there and pitch your tent. They like the tent. They like the fence because now the kids are safer. They won't be running into the street. Okay? So, what good is a fence if there is a big opening in it? And they put up a fence. How are they going to clean the canal? Okay? And if it's only 4 foot high, anybody can climb over it. And go look, folks. Go look at the quality of that fence. There is no way I can see $200,000. Forget it. Like my contractor friend, he said, hey, give me $100,000, I put it up. Well, nobody says anything, all this kind of stuff goes on. Okay? So, anyway, that's what's happening in Kapalama. Now, the rail. When are the people going to wake up? H3 freeway was the most expensive, short, tiny freeway in America. But the most expensive. Now, is the rail going to be the most expensive rail in America? You watch, it's going to be. Because these guys are not trying to make it cheaper. They're jacking the price. They're not trying to make it better, cheaper. Go do the research, folks. Go do it. Okay? Anyway, that's where it is. Okay, now, on energy. If Hawaiian Electric had knowledge or brains or whatever, why didn't they sell the photovoltaic to the people instead of have the people go hire an outside company to put it on? Hawaiian Electric could have gave that as an option. Okay? But anyway, just an idea. For air filters for your vehicle, I highly recommend the K&N air filter system and oil filter system. The K&N. The letter K and the letter N as in Nancy is the best. You never have to buy another one again.
Wait, that's oil filter?
Air filter.
Air filter.
The oil filter is a good oil filter because it filters better than a regular Fram filter.
But it's not reusable, right?
No, no.
The air filter, as long as you own that same car, is lifetime.
Guaranteed, yes.
But if you buy a different car, it doesn't fit the new car.
No. Okay? Now, for those of you that have water spots on your window, water spots on your paint,
how do you get rid of it?
Go check out Crestec Cleaning Center. They have a chemical that melts it away.
Really?
Yeah. Crestec Cleaning Center. They're located on Kapi'olani Boulevard, couple doors away from McKinley Car Wash. Go check it out.
He's probably got some other stuff to clean other things too.
Oh, he has all kinds of stuff. Fantastic.
I know, and it's all industrial, so it's better than the stuff you buy off the counter in
stores. Oh, yeah. 100 times better than what you buy from the store. And I had a lady come in today that had a muggy sound, a smell from her AC. Okay?
Musty smell.
Yeah. So I told her to go to Crestec, pick up a can of that disinfectant spray. The Champion disinfectant spray is very powerful and good. Very good. Okay? So she went, she got it, she brought it in, and I showed her how to do it. Very simple. Pop your hood open, close all the windows in your car, turn the AC on high, and make sure you have a spare key because some cars automatically lock the doors. Okay? So, anyway, you get out with the hood open. Right in front of the windshield, there's a little grill. Spray it. I mean, soak the grill with that disinfectant spray. It'll disinfect the entire AC system and the interior of the car. Okay? And make you healthier. Run it for about 5 minutes. Turn it off. Open the windows. And you're done. How's that? Any questions, give me a call. 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Break time.
Yes, you're listening to Automotive Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up the spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV, and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair, all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, your voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have Brandon from Honolulu.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Okay.
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I got a couple of things here. You know, it's so sad the other day to find out, well, not surprising, but it's sad to see that the rail was going to be over budget again. And, you know, the way these guys at heart and the politicians have really tricked and really scammed the people of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
The way they did the rail, they shoved it down everybody's throat. And I don't want to hear Mufi come out and make a comment. I want to hear him face the music. You think he's going to come out?
Nope.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Nope.
And another thing, these politicians, the kids out on the leeward coast, especially in Edward Beach at the schools, they're suffering. But
mm-hmm.
You mentioned a couple of weeks ago, would the politicians give up their air condition in their office in the state capitol?
Nope.
I don't think so.
They don't care.
So, you know, it's so disgusting to see the people of Hawaii scammed and played for a fool, and they don't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do a darn thing about it. That's the issue. That's the problem.
That's right.
And it's getting to the point where it's so ridiculous. The roads are terrible. Every time it rains, there's potholes that opens up on the road. It
mm-hmm.
messes up people's cars. And they say, oh, we can't fix the roads because, we got to foot the bill for this choo-choo train.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so sad that this has to be one of the biggest scams that I've ever seen. You know, I'm still in my 20s, so I haven't been around as long as your other listeners. But, it's something else.
It's really sad.
It's something else.
Yep.
And if the Hawaii people don't vote and they just stay away from the polls, well,
they deserve what they got.
Nothing's gonna change. Yes, exactly.
Mhm.
And like my friend told me, he wonders if they would put that ballot on the question about the rail and
nope.
And it guaranteed wouldn't pass.
That's right.
But you know. You know, these politicians are, they're good snake oil salesmen, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sad that everybody in the state got played with all this rail. We all got scammed.
That's right.
It's ridiculous.
Sad.
Okay, George, I'll hang in there. Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, you too.
Okay, so give us a call at 808. 524-1080. Yes, there's so much going on in politics, and you, the people, should get involved, say something. I mean, it's not hard. Just get on the computer and email them. That way you have proof, black and white, that you told them. Okay? Do something. Because as long as you allow them to do it, they're going to do it. Now, on the ethanol is an anti-knock. For those of you that use ethanol, I want one of you at least to call in and tell me how you like it. The ethanol acts as an anti-knock, and that's why when you put in ethanol, extra ethanol, it runs smoother. It has more power because it's not knocking. It's protecting the engine and the transmission. Because when the engine starts knocking, the transmission starts slipping because the computer makes the trans slip so you don't feel the knocking. Okay? But it's damaging. Even if you don't feel it, it is. Dean is very, very sensitive. He will not allow his car to go through that. Okay, so anyway. Give us a call. 808-524-1080. As far as synthetic motor oils can withstand far more heat than regular motor oil. Okay? And the motor oil we're recommending is AMSOIL synthetic, not the regular, AMSOIL synthetic, and the Royal Purple HPS, not the regular Royal Purple, the HPS. Okay? Now, Mario Yano says, well, Royal Purple doesn't have it in black and white that they guarantee. AMSOIL guarantees in black and white. So, your choice. You can pick either one. And you can buy that oil, both of them, from Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec has it. Crestec Cleaning Center, located on Capilano Boulevard. Crestec's number is 924, or was that right? No, 942-2500. 942-2500. Okay? Anyway. If you're on Kauai, you can buy the oil from Harvey Maeda. Harvey has the oil and ethanol and also that fantastic electronic rust proofing device. Good stuff, you know. I have it on my red truck and my van. So, give Harvey a call. Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. Okay? So anyway. The last Sunday, Steve Onoya and I went to the Cars and Coffee at the Kiwalo Basin. Quite a few cars showed up, but it rained. It rained. And the poor snack bar people there had nobody buying anything because it was pouring rain. Cars and Coffee will be at Kapolei the last Sunday of this month. It's interesting. Go visit it. Cars and Coffee. All the exotic cars come out and they just drink coffee and shoot the bull. But anyway, go out and price the best insurance for your car. They're all competitive, and you can find the best prices. I don't like safety check and reconstruction. It's all unnecessary. You should leave it up to the car owner. Having safety check puts the state at risk of getting a big lawsuit. Because if they don't check it right, car gets into a big accident, several people get injured, they'll have a big lawsuit. Because the state was the one that approved of that safety check. Okay? So that's why we shouldn't have it. The other thing that we shouldn't have is a law that says you have to wear seat belts. It's your own kuleana. It's not for the law to tell you you gotta wear seat belts. No. It's against your constitutional rights. Since everybody's talking about constitutional rights, well, what about the seat belt? It's against your constitutional right. They can't make laws like that. Look at the helmet law in California. Motorcycle's supposed to have a helmet on the motorcycle. They didn't say you have to have it on your head. So they just carry it on the motorcycle. It's like the dog leash law in Hawaii. Your dog has to be on a leash, but it doesn't say you have to hold a leash. So, what good is that? Okay? The other thing too is the sewer problem in Kaka'ako. You guys got to say something. All of you that drive through the heavy rain through Kaka'ako, what do you think you're driving through? It's raw sewage, folks. It's coming up the drain. Forget it. Forget it. I can't smell, so I'm in trouble. But people who can smell, you'll smell it. You go in that area, South and Alamoana, you'll smell it. Go there. You'll smell it. Okay? Now, as far as lights on your car, I see a lot of people, the lights not working, one side or the other. Check your lights periodically to make sure your lights are working. On the mainland, some states, it's a big ticket if your taillight is out or your headlight is out.
What if it just happened?
Too bad. You still got to pay the $400 fine.
Doesn't seem fair.
Well, that's better than you get in an accident. See? So, well, as far as in Japan, if you go there and visit, there's no beat up cars driving around. They're all beautiful cars because they have a law. If you have a dent on your car, you can't drive your car. You're going to have it fixed. Now, the law like that is good because nobody will smash into your car and leave. They smash into your car, they got to leave it there, and they got to call a tow wagon. Otherwise, if the police see you, they confiscate your car. See? So, it's got its good because people drive more carefully. They don't just zoom in the parking stall and smash into your door and whatever. Okay? So, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay, now, I'm going to give an easy trivia. This is for an oil change, not for a gas card. This is for an oil change. Okay? Okay. This is an easy question. Easy trivia. Okay? You ready?
Ready.
Okay. I don't know if I should diff that one.
You should wait till next week.
No, I want to give it now because they don't have much time to call in. That's the hard part, see? Okay, here we go. I need to know, where was this used car lot called Lippy Espinas? Bob's looking it up. Where was that used car lot called Lippy Espinas? I give you a hint. Honolulu. Okay? 808-524-1080. 524-1080. I know Mario Yano knows where it is, but he's so scared to call in. Even if his life depended on it, he would never call in. So, anyway. And Major Moore, not for you to call in. Never mind cheating and telling people where it was, because I know he knows where it was. So, anyway. Time's running out, so good. People not calling in, they don't know where it is. Okay, Lippy Espinas, used car lot. Where was it? Give me a call. 808-524-1080. Okay? And I know the Outer Islands can't pick up the radio signal, but let your relatives and friends know that they can pick it up on the computer on our website, www.georgenita.com. Okay? Then you can pick it up from all over the world on the computer. Okay? So, well, the lights on the phone's going crazy, so I guess it was easy. You know, Rolling Bob, you don't qualify for this, so please don't call in. This is for people not attached to the radio station. Okay? Okay, who's next on the line? Oh, she's still answering the lines. Wow. Okay. This is for Royal Purple HPS Oil Change. It's the good motor oil. Okay? And the oil is good for 15,000 miles. You can buy it from Crestec Clinic Center. Okay? Okay. Who do we have now? Who? Hello? Who do we have on the phone?
Okay, we have Ray from Chinatown.
Hi, Ray.
This is George. I'd like to take a guess at that. It's not called a call out here, Kapiolani. Call out Kapiolani.
Where? Kalakaua Kapilani has four corners.
Oh, it's Coco Head, I guess if you're going down Kalakaua from King Street down on the left hand side just before you get to Kapilani Boulevard.
What's there now?
It's still an empty lot. I think next to it is that Century Center or that one condo next to it.
Is that your final answer?
That's the only answer I got.
You sure?
I'm sure. I remember seeing that.
How do you know?
After Lydia Spender left, I think there was a taxi stand there. Eric taxi is the cab. Nobody else filled it in since, so far as I know.
Okay. We got a winner. Shucks. Give Wanda your info.
All right. Thank you, George.
Thank you. Okay. Who's next? Who's next? No?
No, they were all for the trivia.
Oh, okay. All right. So, that was a little too easy. You know, we got to make some easy and some hard, but maybe next week. Okay. Anyway, if you have a question, give us a call at 808-524 1080. I need for all of you to check the date on your tires, folks. We're having tires swelling up and exploding. They're very dangerous because it's too old. Look at the date on the side of your tire. It has an oval shape with four numbers. The first two numbers is the week. The second two numbers is the year. Tires are good for 6 years. That's it. After that, you're going to have problems. And it's a safety thing. Okay? It's all the money in the world. Can never buy you a life. So, please check it out. Okay? Want to try to keep everybody safe. Okay, so anyway, give us a call, 808-524-1080. And please spread the word about where we move to, what station, to help the other people. Because a lot of people want to listen and learn how to better take care of their cars. Okay? As far as you people with the shiny cars, new cars, I know you don't have time to wax it, so go get the Meguiar Quick Wax. You spray it on, wipe it with a cloth, it's done. You got a nice wax job. It's easy and fast. Like everything else, everybody's all in a rush. So do it that way. Okay?
Yeah.
Go get the Meguiar's Quick Wax. Okay, you can get it from, I don't know if Long's has it, but go check it out. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Andy from Honolulu.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, hi, George. Do you know in the world where the worst places are to drive, is it still Brazil?
In the worst place to drive?
Yeah, in the world.
Hawaii.
Oh, that's a good joke.
That's Hawaii. I mean, Kamehameha Highway is the worst place to drive.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, because we got so many customers coming in with broken control arms, tie rod ends, ball joints, you name it. And the city's not paying for it. The state is not paying for it. The people are. The government is making life so hard for people, and that's why people are going homeless. They're so fed up with the system. They want to get away from paying taxes and collect welfare.
Well, how about places where they drive crazy? That's what I was talking about.
The what?
Places in the world where they really, really drive crazy. It's really dangerous.
Oh.
Where they're lawless and heedless and reckless. That's what I was wondering. I thought it was Brazil. Somebody said Brazil.
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
Sounds like China.
China?
Yeah.
Any details?
No, they don't have care about the next person. They just go. Okay.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Okay, who's next?
Before you go to the next caller, can you give the answer to that trivia question? Somebody called in to say it was kind of confusing or something.
Kind of confusing. Lippy Espinda's used car lot was located on the corner of Kapilani and Kalakaua on the Kaimuki Mauka corner. It used to be a 76 Union Station, and towards the mountain was Lippy Espinda's used car lot. I think there's a big high rise there now.
I think it's in the high rise, Century Center.
Yeah, right there where the empty lot is. Okay?
Okay, we have Kimo from Nuuanu.
Hi, Kimo.
Hey, George, I'm back from the mainland.
Oh.
Yeah, I rented a Toyota Corolla SE, and I put it through its paces, and it did its job.
You like it?
Yeah. The paddle shifters on the steering, which most people don't even use, I abused it. But the gas mileage was bad.
I wonder why.
Only 25, there's a gauge on the dash. It never moved. I don't know what the problem was. Anyway, I just Googled computer-controlled octane.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read the article, it doesn't matter what octane you put in your car. It's in your head. It's a mental thing, and it's by... it's by Hemmings, which is a reputable place.
Hemmings never checks octane.
Octane is controlled by the computer. The computer does not care
computer,
what you put in it.
The computer.
But it says carbureted cars will do great on this.
No.
Yes.
No.
Maybe, you have to read the article.
Well, maybe the computer will control the... Whatever, octane,
Kimo.
Whatever.
It either advances or retards
Kimo,
the timing, and this
Kimo,
is a known fact.
Please listen. I have done tests, actual tests. I don't believe everything I read or hear. I do the tests myself. Okay?
Well, the test.
Thank you for
is...
calling.
All
aloha.
Right.
Okay. It's that time again, and we got to say aloha. And you know, I wish my listeners will get facts before they call. Because I have facts.
No, I think it might work, but it still damages
your
engine.
It does not work. Period. Okay? Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And please don't drink and drive, and take care of each other. Aloha.
Wash your cares far out to sea.